Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta Byrd, and just have a wonderful sharing of the 2013 summit that we attended last week. And just so excited about sharing some of the experiences with you. We, as I told you the last time I was on, Glenn was on last week, and he's taken the evening off, a well-deserved evening off, but he's still working because he's still with the group from the summit, from the PDED group. And they are actually at a celebration in New Jersey. And so our next summit, if I could start a 12-month countdown, our next summit is in Belize, and we are so looking forward to going. As we start all of our communication, our meetings, our calls, our conference calls, our talk shows, and any other shows or events that we have, we always start with the declaration of the International Black Summit. This is what we stand for. This is what we assert. This is what we work inside of on a regular basis. I invite those of you who are new to our talk show and new to any of this work to really take a look into the declaration and see where you find yourself in the declaration of the International Black Summit. And so we begin first with the declaration, and then we'll go to the purpose. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities, whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, August 11, 2013. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And now the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. The purpose of the Youth Summit. The youth exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our community and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. And those are the two purposes. One is for the Adult Summit, one is for the Youth Summit, and that is our declaration of the International Black Summit. Go to blacksummit.org, and you will be able to read it over and over and over again, or you can also replay this. You can download this program to an MP3 player or your telephone or however, you know, you can do it, or you can just listen to it through your computer over and over and over again. This declaration will keep you focused on your vision. And you know, in the International Black Summit, we are all about vision work, all about vision work. And tonight, I would like to just share some of the experiences of the International Black Summit 2013 in Ottawa, Canada. One of the things on the brochure, and if you need a brochure, shoot us an email, and we'll send you a brochure, and you can really get what we are about. You can go to blacksummit.org, and if you want a brochure, just, you know, let us know, and we'll put one in the mail for you. But one of the things that is available through the summit is acknowledgement, praise, and celebration. We do a lot of acknowledgement. We do a lot of praise, and we do a lot of celebrating. And it's not just like a big party with no purpose. This acknowledgement, this praise, and this celebration that is experienced in the weekend of the annual event is for reminding us of who we are as a people and the contribution that we are to the world. See, we celebrate our greatness. We celebrate our usefulness. We celebrate our accomplishments. And we have many, many accomplishments. We celebrate moment by moment of breakthroughs that we receive, and we acknowledge one another for the work that we do as individuals moment by moment. As you've heard me say Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, there is nothing like the International Black Summit annual event. Nothing. And if it is, we're creating it. We're creating it as we go. And I know that might sound arrogant or cocky or whatever, and it is all of that. It is all of the above. You have never been with a group of loving people like you will meet in this weekend that we call the annual event of the International Black Summit. We take care of each other. We look out for each other. We make sure that when we get triggered, that we clear ourselves or not. You know, we have puddles. We grieve together. You know, it's participation I think you will ever experience in a hotel. Not actually being in a physical village, but in a hotel room. This is something that spirit directs and guides, and we listen to spirit or life, as we refer to it sometimes, so that moment by moment, you will be in a room with some of the greatest facilitators ever. And facilitators are a group the facilitator body consists of a group of people who listen. You know, you've heard of places where people just pray 24 hours, just around the clock. They pray in a certain area, and they pray for peace, and they pray for different things. The facilitator body is similar to that. We listen from, I would say, way before the annual event begins, but we actually listen all year to what spirit is saying to us, so that we can deliver the conversation at the annual event. The other thing, when I say you are inside of a conversation with facilitators who listen, we listen as facilitators for you as well as for ourselves. So as the people in the room are having their breakthroughs and going through their triggers and being with what is and trusting, we are doing that also. 2 weeks ago, when we did our last countdown show before we went to Ottawa, I told you that the next time I talk to you, I would have a new question for you. And as Glenn talked about last week, there's a new question. And so I want to share the question with you, and I want to distinguish it between the one we had from Birmingham, the one that came out of Birmingham, and the one that that came out of Ottawa. So it's different now. You know, it's a totally different question. And I will, I'll state it shortly so that we can be clear about it. This particular question comes out of the work that is done over the weekend. And when I say comes out of, the people, the participants, you know, that you always hear us talk about, the participants, how we provide the conversation of the weekend provides an opportunity for participants to bring into, to bring their vision forward. The participants are the ones that generate the question. And the facilitator body, the tech team, and all of the teams that are there are also included in the participant. When we say participants, everybody. It means everybody. Everybody has an opportunity to contribute, and everybody does their part. We do our part by sharing what comes up for us. We do our part by listening. We do our part by obeying when life tells us to do a particular thing or to say a particular thing. We do our part in generating that. You know, I believe that when something comes to us to say, that it is a contribution to the room. And so we have a system that is utilized for the purpose of bringing forth this communication from spirit, from life. We are also virtual. You can also attend the International Annual Event virtually and participate in that way, in that manner. Also, so we have a wonderful group of technical team that facilitates the internet from the conversation via the internet. We also have facilitators of music at the International Black Summit Annual Event. which is going to be held in Bloom next year. And you'll be hearing about it every week because we want you there. We want you there. And if you are really working to do and be a different way in your life, one of the avenues that's being provided for you is the International Black Summer Conversation. And so as we move through this year, we will be looking at this question that was generated. I have not memorized it yet. That's why I haven't said it yet. But I also want to acknowledge Lynn for being on the show last week while I was traveling. And Lynn is somebody I think he still is. And I just want to acknowledge Lynn and all of the people who are at this. And about that took this week. Also, the people who participated in just a vacation time after the annual event, I just would like to acknowledge those people. Relaxing and really just soaking in everything. All the wonderful work that you've done. I'd like also to acknowledge the host team from Ottawa. You know, just the host team was wonderful, and the registration team, wonderful. Just a wonderful group of people. Everything was just so smooth. And just so wonderful. I want to really, really acknowledge everyone who contributed, to the success of the International Black Summit Annual Event Conversation. There are people still scattered. And when I say scattered, they take their time after the event and stop in different places and visit and be with others along the way. The talk show and many of the other teams, we have new participants, and you will be hearing about the new participants on the talk show. You will hear about those people shortly. We invite you also, if you have a business and you would like your business to become a part of the International Black Summit Conversation, the talk show, please shoot us an email. Go to blacksummit.org and send an email to the talk show team as well. Now for the question of the 2013-2014 question. I'm going to repeat it slowly, and I want you to write it down if you don't have it, or you can go on, like I said, to blacksummit.org. It's there already. But for those of you who listen to this talk show and at different times, and you don't listen live, you know. This is the question for you to, this is the inquiry for you to, you know, like look into for the next year. The question is, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision. And I'll repeat it. The question for 2013-2014 is, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So when what this question provides for us is a way of getting and staying on track. You know how you have those days where you're feeling kind of discombobulated, or things appear to be out of whack, or like, you know, how we used to say, we try not to say this much anymore, is woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Well, we don't say that anymore. We look at this question and we say, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? Well, I would just like to start the conversation tonight from the bottom or the end of this question. Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? And so vision is the very last word of this question. Vision. Vision is something that we've heard in many different ways. There's a vision and there is visioning. We're talking about your vision that you have for your life and for yourself and for your community, for the Black community, for the world. That vision. Then authentic self is the next part. I'm working from the end of the question. I'm working forward. Authentic self is that real, true self. That self that tells you the truth about what you're doing, who you're being. The one that says, no, that's not true. When you say something and it says, no, that's not true. You know, the one that you know you're being, because when you speak from that place of honesty, that place of just pure being, where everything you say, it just pours out of you. Your authentic self, the real self. The question asks, are you aligned with your authentic self and with your vision? Am I aligned? You know, am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? Alignment, excuse me, alignment is another distinction that we have. And as we say, alignment is always present. Are we present to the alignment? Excuse me. Are we present to our authentic self? Are we present to the alignment that's there for our vision? You know, like a vision is something that we might create. We might just write it. You know, like a goal or something. But our vision is something that we get from life. It's almost like a download, and it lets us know what we are to be doing. And we can say yes to it, and we can say no to it. We can be in alignment with it, or we can be out of alignment with it. But it's something that we are given by life. It is something that when you get it, you know that that's what you are to do. That's what you are to do. Your vision. Are you aligned with your vision, with your authentic self? Now, I'm going to go up a little bit more to the beginning of the question where it says, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self. So there's this distinction trigger. There's a distinction trigger that we utilize in the summer conversation. And trigger is a way of being that is automatic. If the something occurs within us and we are no longer able to be present to what's going on right in front of us, our mind is somewhere else, our emotions are somewhere else. We talked over the weekend about small triggers and big triggers. We talked about good triggers and not so good triggers. We talked about triggers that make us happy and triggers that make us sad. You know, we distinguish triggers all weekend at many, many, many different levels, and being with our triggers. Last year, part of our question asked us to be with what is. And inside of being with what is, sometimes we're inside of a trigger. And we might be triggered about a particular way that we have been, you know, like a habit that we have, or something that's inside of us that's calling forth healing, or calling forth us releasing or letting go of some event or some experience that occurred in our life that we hold on to. When we talk about triggers, good triggers, you know, there are some things that happen to us and they're so wonderful, and we just don't want to let them go. And even though it is a good trigger, it's excitement, it's all of that, it can be a block. It can block us from moving forward because we hold on to that thing that's just so exciting that we don't give ourselves room to have something that's more exciting. Remember, life is ever evolving. And there's always more and more and more of life. So to hold on to a good experience and not let it go is just as damaging sometimes as holding on to a bad experience that you won't let go. And so in this distinction trigger, we realize that there are just some things that are ready to go. They're ready to move out of our subconscious mind. They're just things that need to be cleaned up and cleaned out. Just like you would clean your house, you would clean your car, you would clean anything that stops you, that's cluttered in your life, and it stops you from being a particular way. It stops you from doing something. You know, we sat up and we talked about all of our good old days, you know, the good old days, and it's interesting that that's how we refer to it, as the good old days. The old gives us a clue that it's over. But there are some times that we just want to hold on to them because they make us feel good. We remember how good we felt when we were there. Well, that's sometimes what we refer to as a good trigger, something that makes us happy, something that makes us feel good. Either way, it is a trigger. And from our conversation in Johannesburg, South Africa in 1997, the question of trigger was generated there in Johannesburg. And it reads like this: given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there What access does your trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? Now, that question was from 1997, and it's so interesting that in 2013, trigger has come up again. And so what the 2013 conversation is asking is, what do our triggers reveal to us? What are they revealing? Are they revealing that we're stuck back in the day, the good old days? We're stuck there. Are they revealing to us that our way of being is unhealthy for us, physically unhealthy for us? You know, do our triggers reveal that we've been so busy doing a particular thing a particular way that it would be a whole lot less stressful if we would just change our way of being or doing? You know, like, what is it that our triggers reveal? They're revealing something to us. And so we have to look at our triggers and be with them long enough so that we can actually see or hear what they're revealing to us. Like, what is it my trigger is saying to me? You know, I make a decision, I'm going to do something, or I make a decision, I'm not going to do something. And then something triggers me. And all of a sudden, I change my mind. And that which I said I would not do is what I do. And that which I say I'm going to do, I'm no longer willing to do it. See, our triggers reveal something to us. And they only reveal it to us. They don't reveal, our triggers don't reveal anything to anybody else other than we're triggered, that we're triggered. One of the breakthroughs that I experienced last year in Birmingham, which was 2012, was that often we step into other people's triggers. Not necessarily their vision, but their triggers. Pity parties. Everybody's heard of a pity party. A pity party is something where more than one person joins in and contributes to a woe is me conversation. That is actually stepping into someone else's trigger. When we do that, I think it really moves us forward if we would look at it as a trigger. Now, am I stepping into someone else's trigger? Am I stepping into someone else's vision? You know, am I triggered by what someone else is doing? Do I get triggered because you're triggered? You know, does your trigger, you know, like, let's allow people to be with their trigger. You know, sometimes we notice that people are triggered about something. And it is also, I assert a responsibility that we allow people to be with their trigger. You know, sometimes people will ask to be cleared, and they will say, you know, we'll get calls that say, you know, I'm triggered about such and such. Can you, I need to clear. Clearing is another distinction of the International Black Summit conversation. And when we allow a person to clear, we don't join in to their conversation. We listen and we allow them to speak. And we listen to them so intently that we hear what life is saying to us. That was another distinction that we got in New Orleans one year, and that was facilitated by Joe Hampton. He distinguished listening. And so one of the other things that is available through the summit weekend is an exploration of questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the black community and the world. When Joe Hampton distinguished listening in New Orleans, and that was, I think, in 2007 in New Orleans, he distinguished listening. And when we distinguish something, we listen. And we listen to spirit, we listen to life, and to see how it is telling us what this distinction actually means in that moment, what it means. And when that distinction, listening, was distinguished, it really was opening for me, because I realized that I can listen to someone so intently that if I wake up in the morning and I ask a question, you know how when we do our meditation and our prayer work and we ask a question, that I can actually get an answer by listening to someone else. You know, like, it doesn't have to come to me. It does come to me. Sometimes I don't want to hear it when it comes to me because I don't like the way it's packaged. But if I'm listening to someone else, it'll come to me through their conversation as well, which means that I really have to listen intently. Really have to listen intently. In the question from this year, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access? It means taking a really good look at myself, really listening to myself, looking at what I'm doing, paying attention to how I'm being, you know, and getting what this, why do I get triggered about this? What is it showing me? What is it revealing to me? And then being authentic about it, honest, authentic, pure, like for real. Not saying something because I feel people expect me to say something. Not being a particular way because that's the way you should, quote, unquote, should be because you are in this particular place, but authentically being who you are. So what is it revealing? What are these triggers revealing that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? You know, I'm loving this, and it's interesting how these questions just unfold in your life. You know, am I aligned to my authentic self? Am I one with that? That's what I when I look at alignment, I look at being with. You know, like being with. Am I, you know, can I be with? Am I paying attention to what my triggers are revealing to me and that they are providing me access to aligning with my authentic self? Now, let me distinguish this a little bit, and this is how, in this particular moment, it occurs to me. When something provides you access to alignment with something, and this particular something is your authentic self, it means for me that when I get what the revelation is or what my triggers are revealing, when I get it, it clears a path. And if I'm on a path to a particular way of being, and I can't get there. There's this block of some kind. My triggers will reveal to me what that blockage is. And once I take it on, once I pay attention to the triggers, I can clear that blockage. And then the alignment I will be able to be present to. So that's big. You know, that's really big. But the focus is on the revelation of the trigger. Like, what are your triggers revealing to you? Like, really, really, what this to me is calling for is much introspection, much prayer time, much meditation. It's like stepping up our time that we spend with ourselves to get these, to get what the triggers are revealing. We have to be with ourselves more than we've been with ourselves. So that means stepping it up. Adding, instead of maybe 30 minutes or an hour, maybe an hour and 30 minutes, or 2 hours, or whatever it is adding more time until you develop that muscle where you notice your trigger, and you go right into, what is this revealing to me? What is it revealing to me? Tell me what you're trying to say to me. You know, and so we develop that muscle. That's what we're doing this year. We're developing that muscle that allows us the revelation of our triggers so that we can clear these paths, so that we can be present to alignment with our authentic self. See, our authentic self is so powerful. It's so very, very powerful that when we are with our authentic self, sometimes it feels strange because we don't do it that often. We have gotten into the habit of being another way. And when our authentic self shows up, it's almost often it can be scary. It can be like, oh, my God, did I really say that? Did I really do that? And there's nothing wrong with what we do or what we say. It's just we're not used to doing it. We're not used to saying it. Authenticity is so powerful. It's just so powerful. You feel it. You just feel it. It's like an emptying out of self. And just you're doing it in a way that you can see the contribution that you are when you are authentic, when one is authentic, when I am authentic. That's how it appears for me. Speak from the I is another distinction, another way of being in the International Black Summit. And so there are times where you will hear Glenn and I go from you to I, because the habit is to say what is good for you. In the International Black Summit conversation, we ask that one speaks from the I. And so that's why you'll hear us do that from time to time, as I just did a moment ago. You know, for me, my authentic self, when it shows itself, it's like powerful. Like, oh my God. You know, like, I don't have to do that. I don't have to be that way. I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything. You know, I can just be. And it's very interesting how when I experience my authentic self, the world is such a better place. The world is such a better place. It's just a wonderful place. Why? Because I'm aligned with my authentic self. I'm aligned with it. And so I can just be. You know, one of the questions early on in the summer conversation, ask that question, what is it to just be? Like, what is it to just be? You know, and I find that inside of authenticity. Authenticity allows me to be, just to be with whatever it is. Doesn't mean I don't say anything. It doesn't mean I allow all kind of craziness. It just means I be. I can just be. You know, I don't have to say anything, do anything. You know, just be. Listen. I can be a listening. You know, I can be a speaking. I can be a contribution. I can be a servant. And I don't have to second guess it. And it's not a chore. It's all inside of my authentic self. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are distinguishing the question for that came out of the 2013 Ottawa Summit, and we'll stay in this question for exactly 358 days. We'll stay in this question. And when we go to believe, there will be a question that's generated out of the participants who attend the summit annual event there. Go to blacksummit.org and register for the Believe 2014 summit event. When you register, you step into the conversation. When you join a group, a call, attend a prerequisite, you become a part of the International Black Summit conversation. If you have 10 people or more in your area and you would like a prerequisite, shoot us an email and we will see. The cost of a prerequisite is $100 and you must have 10 people who are attending. It doesn't matter where it is, we will come to you. We need a minimum of 10 people to do that. And you can have as many as you like, over 10. But have a prerequisite in your area. Learn and become a part of this conversation. What's covered in the prerequisite are we cover all the distinctions and different ways of being so that you are prepared to participate in the International Black Summit. Once again, the fee for that is $100. And if you want a prerequisite in your area, just give us a call. Give us a call. 646-716-9827 is the call-in number for tonight. You can leave us an email at blacksummit.org. Join our International Black Summit Network at blacksummit.org and just be a part of this wonderful, wonderful international organization. We've distinguished the question for 2013-2014, which is, once again, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? Those are three wonderful questions, but it's all one. But there are three questions within the question that have you be present to what is going on in your life, in your world, and in your affairs. The talk show team is looking for people to join us in our production department, and we are asking you to go to blacksummit.org. There are other participants who were at the event last weekend in Ottawa. All of the teams are available to you. You know, once you've attended the summit, you are more than welcome to join any team that you choose. the calls are weekly calls. Generally, they're weekly calls. Some teams are different. They don't meet every week. But it's every team we have, registration, facilitator, music, communication, everyone is a part of the leadership body. And so you're welcome to join us on our leadership weekend. And our next weekend is October 4th, and it, once again, it'll be in Ottawa. So if you attended this conversation this past weekend, you are part of the leadership body and are welcome to come to that weekend. It will be in Ottawa at the same hotel where we were before. And it is October 4th, 5th, and 6th. So, you know, join us there. And we continue to clear ourselves. That's what we do on the weekend. We prepare for the conversation. We debrief from this conversation in Ottawa. And we prepare and we clear ourselves so that we can hear what life is saying to us as we prepare our individual selves for the next year. We also share with each other, and in our sharing, others are able to have breakthroughs for themselves based on our sharing. And so this is another opportunity to come together to be with the same wonderful group of people I spoke about earlier in the conversation. What's available, remember, is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration. The vision of the Declaration. So that's another thing that's available through the summit conversation. Now, it's an event and it's a wonderful event. It's a gathering, and it's a wonderful gathering. You know, it's an exploration of questions and issues, and these are wonderful questions, as you can see, as you heard tonight. And it's a place to clear yourself to be able to hear what life is telling you. It's also acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the world. And then what another thing that I love about what's available through the summit and what I actually get, you know, there's one thing that something's available, and it's another thing to get what's available, is I clearly got this year a global shift in the conversation about people, who people of Black African descent are in the world, like who we are in the world. Our representation from the Sudan and from Kenya, from Ottawa, from Toronto, from Oakland, California, you know, Texas, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, North and South Carolina, Virginia, many, many places in New Jersey, many cities in New Jersey, the D.C. area, the New York area, the Baltimore area, there's another part I'm pulling forth in Canada where we had a gentleman from this area of Windsor in Canada. Chicago was represented in many of the suburbs of Chicago. Just from everywhere, Young Adult Summit was so powerful this year. They, when everything was over, they went back into the room and continued doing the work until the wee hours of the morning, and that's what's available. But it's a global shift in the conversation about who people of Black African descent are in the world. And the hotel will share that with you, that as the general manager shared with us, they never experienced a group of people like the people in this conversation. I invite you again to join us in Belize, July 31st. Will be the prerequisite, and August 1st begins the weekend conversation 2014. Go to blacksummit.org and register. I thank you for being with me tonight. And once again, a shout out to Glenn and all of the people everywhere, all over, those of you who listen, who are listening in tonight, and those of you who will listen another time. God bless you. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being. And thank you for looking into the Declaration of the International Black Summit as well as into the question for 2013. And I'll repeat it one more time. What do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? Have a wonderful week. Glenn and I will be with you next Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. God bless you and good night.